City Council work session of Wednesday, February 10, 2010, is called to order at 5:09 p.m. I think Heather, administrative assistant. Administrative assistant.
City Recorder, Ramona Dammergraff.
City Attorney, Jeremy Green.
Commissioner, Joe Manchin.
Mayor, Katie Shields.
Councilor, Barton Page.
Councilor, Douglas Shields.
Councilor, Don Brennan.
All right, all staff and council are present. Begin our discussion on ordinance number 2007-5, the fine business license. Should everyone have that? And, I think probably one of the first things that we're going to want to determine tonight is whether, in fact, we're even going to move forward with this. I know that Council McAtee has a lot of questions or concerns, and I know that from my perspective, some of those concerns concern me because I don't think they have a complete importance if we leave some of these things out.
If we could vote on it first, I think a lot of us are in agreement with that.
Well, that's actually what we just wanted to add. Maybe I don't know if I'm articulating it well enough.
I think the first step is to check everyone's pulse, if you will, as to whether or not we even want to implement this ordinance. My understanding is that there is some suggestion that we might want to build this ordinance and revisit the ordinance at a later time. And so my suggestion would be that we talk about that. Do we want to even go forward with the ordinance, or would we like to repeal it and remove it from the books at this time?
Personally, I can tell you that I went through the May 22nd council minutes and looked all that over, and I found out where there was supposed to be a council ward and councilor available to check the cost of implementing this, and I'm not prepared to vote on it at all or make any changes in it until I have read that report and know exactly what was going on over the other place. And so in my personal opinion, I'd like to see it just absolutely forgotten tonight and repealed, and then later on, if we feel it's necessary, come back and revisit it at that time.
Excuse me, could we use that microphone? They can't hear it.
Might be able to test it.
This is
the one?
That's the one that goes into the overhead.
Yes.
So you might want to pass it around.
My opinion is we should revoke this, or what's the problem? Repeal this ordinance and come back to it in its entirety as is now at a later date. I think the economic conditions are not right for an additional tax on businesses, and I just don't feel that we have this the right timing for this, and I would recommend that we move this to the regular session and take a vote on it to repeal it and shove it, with the idea that we need to come back to it when the time is right, whatever that's going to be. I agree completely with Don.
I agree with that also. I don't think that we have anything to offer businesses taking their money at this time. And
Just because of the regulatory language and the ordinance, it would be hard for our staff to enforce such things as matters of fraud or when a business is misrepresents itself. And so my vote would be to report.
All right, I guess it looks like we're all for repeal. My main reason is because it looks like carrying it forward would have too many challenges because there's too much disagreement on how we should proceed with it if that we're going to. My thinking would be if we're going to proceed with it, we should in fact proceed the way it is. And I think that the issue of the court will take care of itself because you could declare funds or whatever. But anyway, if we're going to repeal it, we don't need to discuss it any further other than how we're going to leave it. We're going to anticipate bringing it up again at a future date or just let it sit until some future council.
I think when the time is right, we can bring it back up. That time might not be for a year, might be 8 months, who knows? None of us are going to forget about it. We do need to direct Luana to direct our budget officer to adjust the next upcoming budget line item for revenue for this tree that we never collected anything from, to adjust that to the next budget, back to zero, just to keep the auditors happy.
Okay, then we have consensus that this will be moved forward to regular agenda.
Can we do that tonight this evening? Can we move it up for tonight?
You know, my suggestion would be that you can go ahead and verbalize the consensus during the work session, and at our next city council meeting, I will adopt or prepare an ordinance that will operate to repeal this ordinance.
That's fine.
Okay. So
we won't be actually implementing that or adopting that decision tonight.
Okay. So there will be no discussion on it?
Correct. Ordinance needs to be repealed by ordinance.
Okay. So we'll move forward to next. That's not going to be the 20. Is that going to be the 20?
It's not going to take long.
Yeah. 24th. Okay. 24th. Okay.
Very good.
We have time. That's the beauty of work sessions. We can talk about
I would like to bring up the issue of the office hours. It was brought up that we're paying 40 hours a week and getting 20 hours for the public. And I would like to know if anybody is in agreement with me that I have been in so many places where it's confidential, like a public walking in. I have done transcriptions while answering the questions and meeting people. And it seems to me that we should have the office open longer.
I agree with Councilor Hedges, but it's 80 hours that we're doing. 13 hours that the office is open, 180 hours. I think a good use of public funds is to extend the business hours to regular business hours of either 8 to 5 or like that.
And what are the office hours?
9 to noon, 1 to 3, Monday through Thursday.
Okay. 12. Yes.
I'd like to see the office open on Friday also. I think we need to be open at least 5 days. I don't think 4 days is enough. It kind of leaves some of our constituents out. It's just good business to be open 5 days a week. Personal opinion.
Okay. This was done to allow staff to get more work done that they need to get done without interruption. How do you, it would work, could you restructure the way you operate so that maybe one of you was always just left alone to work?
The reason we close on Friday is because with evening meetings such as tonight, it runs the hourly staff into overtime on Friday. And we also leave Fridays open for meetings that we can schedule and stuff to not leave the office unmanned. So that's why we did that.
Is there any reason why we can't find perhaps a volunteer to fill in sometimes when the staff is there and maybe let them have time off, have one staff member on duty at the office and have a volunteer on duty doing whatever the staff needs to have done, and the day that staff member is off could work maybe on Friday on that particular week, so kind of stagger the days and fill in with a volunteer.
We talked before about a volunteer in the office. Is that something that's doable, Jeremy?
You could have a volunteer.
Because you know, there are sometimes confidential things that come into City Hall. I don't know how often that happens.
But sort of volunteer would have to know how to take care of everything from records requests from customers to anything that, you know.
So you have the cell phone now, and they could call you if there was anything that came up. But I don't really see the point of working uninterrupted because very few of us have the luxury of working uninterrupted in an office. You found out.
Well, I've had that in the jobs that I've worked at, just depending on your job position. Not everyone is like in a sort of court position in an office job,
but even supervisors and managers are that way.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but they tend to be.
I think the stewards of public funds are paying 80 hours a week in employee time. You should need to be open 5 days a week, 8 to 5, or some other ordinary business hours. I have an expectation that we can do our work and wait on customers at the same time. Citizens, take care of citizens' concerns. I think that when the hours were cut, that was when we had one employee, if I'm not mistaken, and that made sense, but it doesn't make sense anymore.
You were structuring the lunch hours so that there's jobs that have to be closed during lunch?
We stagger them through between 12 and 1.
And yet you're closed.
We're taking a half hour lunch.
Okay. And yet you're closed between 12 and 1.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't have to be.
No.
So that, right there, we're going to add some hours. So open hours that you're open. Mm-hmm. And sometimes that's when citizens, you know, they want to dash over to City Hall during their lunch hour.
Right.
And that's the only opportunity during the work week that they might have.
Well, if I may, the original intent when we hired our administrative assistant of closing on Friday and having the City Hall open from 9 to 3, the original intent was to eliminate any hourly overtime charges for the administrative assistant job. She cannot work 40 hours a week in the office and then attend meetings without incurring overtime. And that was the original intent of closing on Friday. I don't really see a problem with City Hall being closed on Friday. I don't see that all that much is going on. Now, maybe we can open a half a day. I don't know. But they're both putting in 40 hours a week, but it's only in 4 days a week plus meeting times. So if we're going to stay open 5 days a week, 8 hours a day, then we're going to have to pay overtime to do it. That's all there is to it. We can't do it any other way. So if the council wants to start paying overtime that we really don't need to pay, well, then that's going to have to do it.
No, I think that we can have
the
work
open
during normal business hours without incurring any overtime.
Well, How are you going to do that if Patty's not an employee?
But Patty's
not an employee.
That's right.
But the
water
side. That's right.
Yeah.
So she can either pick up the slack.
I don't agree with that. What would happen if we went out and looked for another part-time person to work at the City Hall?
There are any students who are trained to do that.
Yeah, something like that. Somebody that we could get in there. I mean, I'm not for seeing everybody working overtime. I'm not for that. But I still feel that we need to have the place open. And if it takes somebody else and we have to pay them something, then I'm for it. Because I think it's we owe it to our citizens. That's my personal opinion.
We don't always need two people in the office all the time. You can stagger your regular work hours. How would that work? Do you want to do that? Is that a possibility?
As an example, what me to work from 7 to 3 and Patty to work from noon to 8?
Something like that.
Every day? Then you're working with City Hall closed.
Why not
3 hours?
At 8.
No, wait. Okay, run that thing again.
For an example, you want me to work from 7 to 3 or 4 or whatever, and then Patty from noon to 8 at night?
Every day of the week.
Every day of the week?
No.
Is that what you're
saying? No.
Okay.
You have to coordinate it too with when you have meetings. I mean, like now, this is part of Patty's 40 hours.
Am I coming later on the days of the night when you meet? Is that what you're suggesting?
Yeah, sure.
That way you would be there when Luana has a daytime meeting.
No, I would only be there probably in the afternoon.
But I have meetings that morning, but I guess we would deal with that.
I agree that we do need to have adequate staff, but everybody always has to remember we do have a very small budget. The highest tax rate we can go is $1.98 per thousand. We're never going to have more than that. So we do have to also work within our means.
Well, if we want to work 8 to 4, when she had meetings, Patty would. How would you feel, Patty, if you didn't work every day on that schedule? If you worked
8 to 4 or 5, whatever it is, 8 to 4, some days, and then when you had a night meeting, come in later.
That's whatever the city needs, you know, it's whatever the city office, city hall needs.
I think we should work on arranging some different hours, because there just isn't enough time for the public.
The only way is if you wanted to keep City Hall open 8 to 5, 5 days a week, okay? And that would mean that you want to work 8 to 5, 5 days a week. Patty would work 8 to 5, 5 days a week. On meeting weeks, the number of hours that would be required for Patty to be at a meeting would have to be taken off of one of her work days, and the same for Luna, to make it balance to an even 40-hour work week. So, on Wednesday, when you both have to be here for, let's just call it a two-hour meeting, whatever it is, you would have to work 2 hours less one day that week to balance it off, and you would have to do it on a work schedule basis, where Luana would write a work schedule for each week, and everybody would know when you're going to be there, when you're not going to be there, when you're going to be at the meeting time. That would open the office, that would keep the office open 5 days a week, 8 hours a day, and it would also eliminate any overtime you might have.
Just one quick question. We never know until the Wednesday or Thursday meeting, depending on if it's Planning Commission or City Council meeting, how much time we're going to need to back off from that Friday. I would have to back off from the Friday.
Well, take an average. Just get an average 3 hours.
Oh, okay.
If the meeting only lasts 2.5 hours, then you can put it in after a half hour to make up for it.
Okay. Well, how about if it was open 8 to 4 or 9 to 5, because they only have half an hour for lunch, unless you wanted an hour, and that would give you a half hour adding up for the meeting.
Well, personally, I think everybody should have an hour of lunch. I never agree with 30-minute lunch.
Same here.
Well, I found it a waste of time myself.
I like it.
I would rather leave early half an hour than have an hour lunch.
Okay, well, since we only have two employees.
That's a scheduling situation. It can be scheduled that way if we want to do it.
Yeah, easy enough to ask them if council doesn't mind. I don't mind going with employee members at this time. Lunch, half hour or an hour.
Doesn't matter. Here's my preference. You can have City Hall open Monday through Thursday, 8 to 5, and still leave Friday closed for adjustment on time. There are things that could need to be getting done in the mornings that, for instance, posting, getting stuff done before the papers go out. There are deadlines in the mornings too, and it just really makes it difficult to not have somebody there to get those deadlines. That's just a suggestion.
But if you were both working the same hours, there would be somebody there.
But you were talking staggered hours, so, I'd work on meeting nights, if she comes in at noon or so. But see, this is what's happening, she works at 4:30 and then we have the meetings and it's straight through. We're putting in 12, 13-hour days on meeting days.
Well, what you'd have to do on a meeting day, in Patty's case, instead of scheduling her 8 to 5 on a meeting day, you'd have to schedule her 11 a.m. to 8. With a lunch before the meeting, and that would make an 8-hour day. And you would just be by yourself from 8 to 11. And then the following week, you'd do the same thing, and Patty would be by herself for 3 hours. Unless you want to pay overtime, and I absolutely don't believe in you paying overtime. We can't afford it for one thing. If we're going to pay overtime at time and a half rate, then we might as well go hire a part-time clerk to be in the office to take up, spend the same amount of money and get more for the money.
Okay, first of all, let's decide if council wants the wants City Hall open Monday through Friday or Monday through Thursday is okay. I'm okay with Monday through Thursday.
I would prefer Monday through Friday.
I would also half a day on Friday.
I don't know. I think right now, Monday through Thursday, you have a good point. We owe it to our constituents to be there 5 days a week. If we can work it out where it works without putting a strain or a problem, then I would say Monday through Friday is fine. If we can't, we should stick to Monday through Thursday.
Well, it'd be nice to have it all. I'm not sure if we can do that.
I'm not sure if we can. I still say, if it's necessary, Doug just said that perhaps instead of paying overtime, we should try to get some temporary staff or something to come in. We have a line item in the budget that we haven't used that for certain over expenses for outside employees. Why can't we use a little bit of it and bring somebody in and see how it works? If nothing else, try it for a month or so and see how it works.
Is the line item for employees or do you mean contract?
Contract.
Contract.
Sorry, contract.
Question for Jeff. If we went out and hired a part-time temp, more call it that, are we obligated to insurance, disability, any of that stuff that we are to our normal staff?
They fall underneath our minimum hour thresholds? No, the answer would be no, we would not have to.
What is the minimum hour threshold?
I think it's 20, right? But 32?
32 for insurance.
So we would really only need somebody like 20 hours a week, so we wouldn't be obligated to.
I would look at our policies to confirm, but I think that 15 to 20 hours would be under our threshold.
Yeah. I would prefer to find a high school student who has a good background in office work and training there and pay minimum wage, give them some experience.
But they go to school in cities.
No, high school students don't go to school.
Yeah, high school students don't go to school.
Well, we have hired people through temp staff, and temp staff pays all of that. You just pay temp staff X number of dollars, they handle all the payroll, the insurance, and everything.
But we would have a student right here in town, and it wouldn't be as much pay. So I think that we should look into some of these and see how it works out. What the high school could recommend and give some young person a chance to get some experience.
If I may add something here, the issue obviously is overtime. And when Pat, between the date upon which Patty was initially brought on board and today, her job duties and responsibilities have changed. They've evolved. It's obvious. So one suggestion would be to permit me to spend a couple hours looking to see whether or not her job duties and responsibilities fit within the criteria for being classified as a salaried exempt employee. I'm not going to say that she does fit within that criteria, but if she does, it resolves all these issues as far as overtime is concerned. And then it's just a function of scheduling. So it wouldn't take me all that long to do the research. It's the same process that we went through when making the determination for the model. My gut tells me she's probably not, but it's still be worth the time, I think.
That's a good idea. Why didn't we think of that?
How does she feel about it? We don't care. We're making a mistake.
know, or another possibility is to have a few existing staff members just come in the office, that's what I have. Come up with a couple of different...
Yeah, I'd like to say something. Anytime we are in the office and it's normally closed and somebody comes to the door, we always let them in anyway. It's just, the Fridays just gives us that flexibility.
If you really
to not
crush.
To not incur any overtime. It isn't just the city council meetings. There's the planning commission meetings in the evenings. There's the utilities committee meetings in the late afternoon. And then there's going to be a transportation committee, and there's going to be more and more and more meetings. And it's going to get very, very hectic.
But you go to the utility meetings and that, and so Patty would be in the office at that time. Most of those are yours. Does she go to many meetings?
Why are they mine?
Well, it seems that you are the one who goes to those meetings.
It's a committee meeting. Mm-hmm. She's been doing the minutes for them.
So you both go to them?
No.
Patty goes.
Yeah. So then you're in the office at that time.
Till I go home.
Well, let's have them just work on some kind of schedules.
Okay, do we want to do both simultaneously? Have the employees work on a schedule that they can come up with, and have Jeremy also look into the salary for you?
Yeah, I think so. I think we should. Maybe also we should designate one of the counselors to look into some kind of a temporary situation also. So we could cover all, not commit to anything, but cover all the bases of what we're talking about. When we talk about this next. What do you think?
I think I could check in at the high school when I go there and find out what they would think about having a student leave.
Is that acceptable to you?
Work study.
Is that acceptable to you, Mrs. Mack?
Sure.
Hey.
We're going to have staff look at how they can reschedule. Can you hear it? Yeah. We're going to have staff look at how they can reschedule their time and their days so that we can get more coverage of the office. We'll be looking at Monday through Friday.
That's what you want us to do.
Actually, we should make this clear that we want 8 to 4, 8 to 5, 9 to 5. 9 to 5? Okay. And also, have Jeremy look into whether Administrative Assistant Morgan could be classified as a salaried employee. And what else? Doug?
Jeremy. Barbara's going to check a temporary high school fill-in worker type person.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you want to call it.
Did you get that? This is going to be difficult. And I have another thing. I'll pass this over to you, Jeremy. Julia Fleming. We all just kind of try to speak up. And you might have to yell at us every once in a while to remind us to speak up. I'm hoping it should work if we have this kind of centralized.
Thank you.
And you see the skin there, Joe.
Yep.
I can just hold it for you.
Okay, does that pick up okay for everyone? But what I was wondering is if we could just set it sort of in the center of where it is, but maybe a little further back so that it picks up.
Okay.
Now, Luana, would you say something? Can't hear? So it has to be each individual person. Yeah, we're just going to have to pass it. An email came in from Planning Commission member Gloria Fleming, and she would like a status report on the Transportation Systems Committee. Do we have an update on that?
If it means the passage of a resolution establishing the committee, then, you know, we potentially could have it on the agenda at our next city council meeting. If that's what the question concerns. Gloria's not here, is she?
No.
Okay.
So, I'm not sure what you mean by
that. I wasn't sure if it was today. Did you know, Tony?
Well, it was something that came up at the last Planning Commission meeting in January. There was something expressed about the committee not coming up with anything yet. I'm trying to find out what could be done to make it happen.
Now, we can pass a resolution establishing the committee if the city council so chooses at our next council meeting.
Okay. Is there any reason why we haven't done this yet? And we were advertising for the committee, weren't we? No?
Well, not yet.
We need to get the advertising going now. And then we can get the actually establish it in the city council meeting so that the selection of the committee members or even at the next city council meeting will immediately follow.
So you asked that issue is that we decided that we were going to form a committee.
Okay.
Is that right?
I don't know.
I'm not sure that's what we decided.
Well, I thought we decided that we were going to... The Planning Commission was going to take over the function of that. Our Planning Commission was going to take over that function as soon as they were done with the comprehensive plan. Is that what we decided on?
I don't know.
That's what I remember.
But my understanding is that I am to prepare based on some examples that I received. Not in the group provided those examples, but I was to prepare a resolution establishing the committee, and it would be formally adopted by the city council. And what I'm telling you now is that we can do that at the city council, the next city council meeting. But as far as waiting until the comp plan process is run its course out, and that could be a while yet. I mean, it's not going to happen today, or potentially not even at the next city council meeting.
That's just what I remember.
No, I understand.
We talked about.
Does that sound like that?
Yeah, it does sound similar, but maybe we can recap what was discussed at that meeting, what we decided, and then go from there at the next meeting.
Do we have to advertise for members?
I recommend that we do that, definitely.
But if a next step is to have the resolution in place, then we should definitely go ahead.
It has to be done regardless.
With that, so Luana and Patty, you want to be sure that gets on the next agenda?
Mm-hmm.
And I guess we'll have to go back and look through our minutes and see exactly who's responsible for putting the committee together.
I think we are. We should. I don't think we should punt it. And we've had this discussion with some of you in the past. I don't think we punt the formation of committees to other committees. That's not their role.
Okay.
The city council's role is to establish committees. These committees work under the direction of the city council. End of story from my perspective. And so we are responsible for establishing the committees. They can work, obviously, together with other committees. That's not a problem. But again, it's the city council's direction, not that of another committee.
Okay, and what we're looking for, I don't remember what we called it, but something like the role of this committee.
The resolution.
Okay.
The resolution would be.
We'll have all that. Okay. Well, then let's go, we'll get that done, and then we have to have that in front of us, I think, to, so we know what we're advertising, what we're telling this committee that they're charged with.
I can get a draft of the resolution that ultimately presumably would be adopted for purposes of the advertising. I think that we can even initiate the advertising, get on the website now.
Okay.
That we are going to have this committee established, because based on what Adele just said, it sounds like the city council's already been in agreement, or has agreed, that we are going to establish the committee. It's just the details of what the committee's role is in actually adopting the resolution. So Luana could get on that now, contemporaneously with my efforts to prepare the resolution. We'll get the resolution from the city council, the next city council meeting. And if we've had enough time to advertise, I think at least a week, maybe we'll have a pool of applicants to choose from for the selection or the appointment of the community members.
Okay.
Does that seem reasonable to everybody?
Yes. I'm going to make you say all that again, because Gloria says, could Luana or Jeremy give an update during the report?
I'll call Gloria and let her know.
Okay.
Well, I'll pull her aside after the meeting.
All right. Okay. Anything else I want, or shall we close the work session and have a little break before we start the regular session?
Yes.
I want to have a break.
Yes.
Offer a motion to adjourn the work session?
I would so move.
I'll second it.
And moved and seconded. Roll call vote, please.
Councilor Banner, yes.
Councilor Ward, yes.
Councilor Hedges, yes.
Mayor Shields, yes.
Councilor Banner, yes.
Work session is adjourned at 5:52 p.m.